And we are going somewhere today, and hopefully it's something fantastic. My name is Brian. Welcome to Clarity Radio. It is October the 5th, 2024, and let me check with my mechanical intuitive. Hey, Siri, what time is it?
It's 9:40 a.m.
Thank you. And hey, Siri, what is the date today? Great. And hey, Siri, how are you feeling?
Hi there. I feel good. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Okay, let's get on with it. Everyone's good. Siri's good. The whole world, well, the whole world is not good, but at least Siri's good. So here we go. Again, my name is Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio. We have a very, very serious broadcast today. I'm trying to lighten everything up before we start, but it's pretty intense. And I haven't done a radio show for a long time because the main reason was every time I would do a radio show, there's something that is called, yes, the dark side. And whatever I would say, I would think about, speak, I want to do, they would somehow sabotage everything. They would ruin everything. They would block it. They had the capabilities of doing this. And so I said, I'm not going to do any radio show until I feel comfortable that I can do it. So the Prince of Darkness, there is something called the Prince of Darkness. And there is something that's called the Light of Christ. There is God, and there is a heaven. And before I came into this matrix, before I landed on this planet in my mother's womb, I was in heaven, and I came from heaven. That's where I came, and I agreed to come to learn more and to help this planet out. And those with the pendulum, I'm asking you, confirm everything that I say. If I don't say anything correctly, please let me know. You've got my text, and just you cannot offend me. If I say something that's not correct, I need to know. And I don't think I'm gonna say anything today that's not correct. So, having said that, there is an agreement in the spirit realms. The Prince of Darkness, myself, we stood before God, and we made an agreement, and the agreement is as of today, and there's a transition of power from the Prince of Darkness being transferred over to the light. And the light is in me. I'm the primary representative of the light. And take your pendulum is the actual soul of Christ in me that was nailed to the cross. And that should be like spinning very, very, very fast. The answer being yes. So this gives me a lot of leeway. I have a lot of access to information that a lot of people would not normally have access to. That's why I'm a little bit different from most people, because I know everyone. There's not a single human being on this planet that I don't know. You know, I know every corporation. You know, I know every person who's sick with some disease. In a lot of cases, I know these people better than their own doctor knows. Particularly if it's to deal with mental illness, physical illness, whether it's diet or just chronic fear of whatever they have fear of, anxiety, depression. Within 5 minutes, I can say, this is why you're going through all this. And it has a lot to do with other incarnations. And unfortunately, through religion teaches us that this is our only incarnation. And so it's tough. It's tough even with me speaking. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to speak against me. And they're going to slander me. That's all right. They're going to slander me. And so a lot of people, they don't understand that we're in the matrix because we've got a spiritual debt that we have to deal with. And so a lot of people came to basically offset their spiritual debt by doing something good, by making a correction. So here's the deal now, and I have to warn everyone. If you speak against me, you falsely accuse me of something, you maliciously slander me, you have to know now that the rules have changed, because before you were able to do this, the Prince of Darkness allowed you to do this and allowed a lot of people to do a lot of bad things. Now that is, it's not going to be as of tomorrow. And it's actually being transferred as we speak. And I don't know how long the transfer is going to take. It may be done tomorrow. It may take 5 years. I don't know. But it started. And it means that the people who are slandering others, me, whoever, they're no longer protected by the Prince of Darkness. They're now accountable. And that means that whatever their karmic debt is for them to go through to come into this matrix, that karmic debt will be accelerated. They will go through it a lot quicker. And so I'm speaking with love. It's not a threat. Take the pendulum, verify what I'm saying is true. I'm not here to threaten anyone. And the whole thing is, people got to really understand that I'm here with love. I'm here to help people. I'm not here to harm anyone. And although, hey, listen, I've had 1,600 incarnations. Have I been abused big time in all my incarnations? Oh, big time. Absolutely big time. Big, big, big time. But I still come back, and I don't know why I keep coming back to be abused. It's again, and it's only the dark that is going to speak poorly against me. The light, whoever is of the light, you will not talk poorly. So when someone is speaking poorly against me publicly, they're dark. You just got to understand that's the deal. And take the pendulum and verify that's true. It's only the dark will speak against me, because that's their job. That's their purpose. But that purpose was as of yesterday, but it's winding down today, tomorrow, the next day, whatever. When they continue, now they have accountability. The Prince of Darkness can no longer protect them. That's what I'm trying to say. And a lot of politicians were doing a lot of bad things around the world. They were protected by the Prince of Darkness. They're no longer going to be protected. Now it's going to get to the point where, including myself, we're all going to be accountable. We're all going to be accountable for what we say, what we do, what we think, how we respond. The list just goes on. And so the main point, what I'm trying to say is, do good. Don't harm anyone. Just be good. Okay, that's the message. Okay, so now we're going to continue. We're going to go right into the broadcast. So the last few broadcasts I've been talking about trying to meet with the President of the United States. And I wasn't able to do it. We tried. We tried very, very hard through Bill, his former driver. That Bill drove him all over the place prior to him, the president, being elected as president. And Bill, I love you. And thanks for all your hard work that we tried. But Bill, here's the good news. Everyone, here's the good news. So I mentioned that there was 6 healings plus 1, 7. 7 healings that the president needed, 7 healings. I had to spend at least 6 to 7 hours with him. And I had to lift something off him, because his ability to make sound decisions for the world was compromised in a big way. And he was held hostage. He was held hostage by the dark side. And so through negotiations with the Spiritual Council, with the Prince of Darkness, God, I was allowed to do a long-distance healing on the President of the United States. And I did that yesterday. And we lifted 6 plus 1, 7 astral bodies. We lifted 7 astral bodies. Astral bodies is another part of who we are. in addition to our spirit and our souls. The astral body basically has memory of some of our other incarnations. But the astral body is something very unique. We can have our astral body, and if we want to, we can throw our astral body on somebody and give them cancer. You can give a pet cancer. You can cause computer equipments to shut down. You can shut down a fridge. You can shut down a microwave. You can shut down a lot of things. But mostly you can cause people to do things that they would not normally do. So the astral bodies that the president of the United States had on him that he no longer has came from various world leaders. And it came from a very powerful religious leader. I'm not going to say who it is. You can figure it out on your own. You know who it is. But he's been set free. And the astral bodies basically was going to punish him, give him a stroke or something horrible, or harm his whole family if he did not take us into World War III. This was what was on him. And so that's been lifted. And so he is not compromised. The Vice President, Kamala Harris, is not compromised. And this is really, really fantastic news for the world, because he's not under any sort of threat whereby if he makes the right decision for the world, he's not going to be punished. And so now, as of today, he can start moving and making very sound decisions to take us into world peace and make sure that there is a ceasefire between Israel, Palestine, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, etc., all the people involved, and that we are taken towards peace between Russia and Ukraine. And what this requires, and because there's been changes too in this arena, Zelensky is now, he has to move us towards peace. Same with Putin. Benjamin Netanyahu has to take us into peace. And when I say has to, it's mandatory. There is no options. When I say has to, I mean it's mandatory. They have to do it. And Canada has to play an important role. Very concerned with the politics in Canada. What can I say? The Special Council is not happy with the bickering and the fighting going on. And that Pierre Polyev has to work very closely with our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau, unfortunately, was attacked by the dark side. That's been most of his problems. And again, I say for everyone that listens to this, do not speak poorly against me. Do not speak maliciously. This is a very serious broadcast. And people who have to pen them verify that what I'm saying is true. And Justin Trudeau was compromised. He's no longer compromised. The Prince of Darkness will no longer go after any world leader. All the world leaders have been set free. That was one of the things that I negotiated in a different dimension. And for me to do and continue doing my work and travel the world and deliver a message, that I had to make sure that the Prince of Darkness would not attack any of the world leaders, and that the light would be allowed to move forward and try to bring peace to the world. And those who refuse to move in a direction that they have been told to do in a different dimension, they will get the thoughts. They will get the thoughts of what to do through what is called the crystal lattice. And the crystal lattice was predominantly controlled by the dark side. And so a lot of thoughts that was coming through to the human population on this planet was coming through the dark side. Now that is starting to unwind, and most of the thoughts that are coming through the crystal lattice is from the light from God. And so this is part of a 1,000-year transition. this is why this is happening now on today's date. If I did the broadcast yesterday, what I would be saying would not be exactly true. But today, we are moving forward towards 1,000 years of peace, and that God is going to help the politicians. And what's going to happen is that the politicians will get the thought of what to do on how to bring peace to the world and how to remove division within their own country. This is very, very important. There's too much division in Canada. This has to stop, but it's not the fault of the politicians, because they were misled through the dark side crystal lattice. Now, that's going to cool off. So Pierre Polyev, the NDP leaders, Justin Trudeau, the Honorable Prime Minister, and all other members of Parliament, along with the deputy ministers, you're going to get better thoughts. You're going to get better thoughts, and you're going to feel better about yourself, about this country. Same with the United States. It's going to change. Same with different parts of the world. The French leader has to play a role in bringing peace to the world, and in a big way, too. He will know. He will be guided, along with the leaders of Great Britain. So there's a lot of changes that's going to be going on. But these individuals are going to be the individuals that have to work with the President of the United States and bring peace to the world. And I will add, failure is not an option. Again, failure is not an option. Just think about it. And it can be done. We have no excuse now. And I thank God that the President of the United States has been freed from these astral bodies. And we're going to go to break right now. And I'm going to explain more about the astral bodies. But this is we're heading into the most serious times this year, next year, over the next 5 years, where we are to work together and not bring World War III to reality. Because we can do it now. We can actually do it. And it doesn't require us to have a new president that goes into office, United States, and takes a seat and says, okay, I can end the war. We're just going to bomb. No. That was coming from the dark side. That's information coming from the dark side. Now it's like we can sit down, we can talk, we can negotiate, we can end the wars. And this is what we have to do. The state of Israel has a very, very important, and it's going to be challenging for them, because they're going to be dealing with their own core beliefs. And their own core beliefs, particularly through religion, is likely the number one reason why the Jewish people has been persecuted. Like, let me just ask Siri for a moment. Hang on for 1 second. Hey Siri, is Israel a good place to live?
Here's what I found from Wikipedia.org. It has the highest standards of living in the Middle East and is one of the most advanced and technological countries, with a population of nearly 10 million people as of 2023. It has the world's 29th largest economy by nominal GDP and 18th by nominal GDP per capita.
Now that's pretty impressive, right? So let's work together and keep that. Israel, you don't want to lose that, because the direction you're heading, you're going to lose all that. But now you've got help. You can get real help. And all you have to do is listen. And listen. And know the important thing is that what you do from this moment on, that you are fully accountable. That's what you need to know. Before, you can go, you can drop a nuclear bomb, and you, Nothing would happen to you. But now you are fully accountable. Okay, so let's go to a break. And we're going to be right back after this beautiful song by an Irish group. I just love this song. So we're going to come right back. My name is Brian, and you are listening to Clarity Radio.
No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true. No matter what they call us, however they attack, no matter where they take us, we'll find our own way back. I can't deny what I believe. I can't be what I'm not. I know I love forever. I know no matter what. If only tears were laughter, if only night was day, if only prayers were answered, then we would hear God say. No matter what they tell you, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach you, what you believe is true. And I will keep you safe and strong, shelter from the storm, no matter where it's barren, a dream is being born.
Okay, so what matters to you? Does anything matter to you? Well, we have to make world peace that matters to all of us. Loving one another, being kind to each other. I'm not trying to deliver a minister message. You know, I'm not going in that direction. What we really need to know is that we now have full accountability. We've got to understand this. Before, we did not. And that accountability, including myself, I have a huge responsibility to make sure I get the correct message to mankind. You know, I cannot be weak. I cannot be fearful of anything, which I'm not. I'm not. I'm not afraid of anything. For the most part, I'm not. And I'm not afraid of governments, politicians. I'm not afraid of anybody. Why? The main reason why I'm not afraid is because my intent is pure. That's why. I'm delivering a message to help everybody. And it's pure. So, getting back to astrobodies. Just want to explain to you a little bit about astrobodies. And the dark side, and I'm not going to go into like really deep, deep information because that's not necessary, but you just need to know on the surface. So the dark side had no longer, they had 12,500,000 people around the world, and they were conduits. And they would basically send energy, disease or whatever it is, to other people, to the light. They would send it to the light. And the light would be held hostage. And we would be in a situation where, on a subconscious level, we would be doing something that is really against our will, but we were forced to, and we had no idea why we did what we did, but we didn't want to do it. But what was on us was there was an energy, an entity on us that said that we would get a sickness, we would have a car accident, we would be murdered, whatever it is. And that was very powerful. Even world leaders had this on them. And if they didn't take, for example, take us into World War III, collapse the world economy, create social indecision, division, and basically just bring harm, bring excessive harm against the people, increasing the interest rates, just making everything difficult, allowing the price of food to go up, you know, goods and services to increase, and whereby people are just living from paycheck to paycheck. But prior to that, most people were okay. But that happened about 3, 4, 5 years ago. It started, and I wrote about that back then. And a lot of premiers of Canada got that text, what I wrote, and it's come true. And so we're in a situation right now where the dark no longer has the 12,500,000 individuals worldwide to really mess us up. And those 12,500,000 individuals, they were there to assist in making sure that we went into World War III. They were governments, politicians, lawyers, whatever it is, civil servants, influential people, billionaires, all of the above. And their job was to work for the dark and harm the light, harm this planet, and that they were promised that they would not be harmed. And so the transition of power, responsibility, is taking place starting today. And it's being transferred to the light. And the light is saying, no, 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 no. We're not going to agree with that. The Prince of Darkness agreed to dissolve that 12,500,000. He allowed that to happen. But here's the kicker. The person who was heading up the 12,500,000, they were not supposed to be in the Matrix. They were very dark. I mean, very dark. And so there's a lot of individuals that's in this matrix on this planet. They're not supposed to be here. And they're here mostly to create World War III and to really harm those who support peace and who support the light and support the truth. The list just goes on. And so this group, this individual has lost all its power. This person can't do this anymore. And this person has been, let's just say, neutralized. Not dead physically, but in the spirit realm. All the power has been taken away from this person. So the 12,500,000 people had oaths to this individual. And now this individual has lost its power. They no longer, 12,500,000 people, no longer have oaths to this individual. And so now that's been replaced by another set of 12,500,000 people of the light that basically have a responsibility to me. And my job is to give them thoughts on what needs to be done. And these thoughts are done through God. And God actually sends this information to the 12,500,000 people to do good work. And they impact whoever needs to be impacted to make sure that we are safe, that we're not going to go into World War III, and that we're not going to face a major economic collapse, and much more. So this is going on right now with the pendulum verify that what I'm saying is true. It was a lot of hard work. I mean, in the last 3 months, I almost died several times. They almost got me. They sent energy to me to kill me. And there's been many times that if I did not do a certain healing within a day or two, I would be dead. I would be dead the next pendulum. Take the pendulum, verify, is that true? And so, I mean, I went under a lot of stress. You know, at one point, I said, Father, what's the sense? Every day, I've got this energy on me, and it's going to kill me. And then I had a group of people, there was 50 people that was sending their disease to me every day, the energy. And I go, when is it going to stop? So it stopped. We were able to stop this. I won't explain how we did it, but we didn't kill anybody. We just removed the energy that's on them that allows them to have that power to do what they're doing. And that's been removed and it's been basically destroyed. And so this is what I've been going through. This is why I haven't been doing a radio broadcast. It's because I've been under constant attack. This is why I stay away from a lot of people. I stay away from a lot of people to protect them so they don't get harmed by the dark side. And that was my main reason why I abandoned a lot of people. And I'm sorry that I abandoned a lot of people, but there's one gentleman in his 90s, you were in the hospital. And when I found out, I was able to lift the astral body that was on you, and you came out in 3 and 4 days. Otherwise, you would have died. And that is the truth. People with the pendulum verify that what I'm saying about this person over 90, he had a blood clot in his lungs, and he had other things going on, that he would have died in that hospital if I did not intervene. And it's not me, it's God intervened. But I do through my spoken word. My spoken word is very powerful. And I was able to get that energy off the person. So I did not abandon you. The family I'm speaking to, I have not abandoned you. I'm very close to you right through the whole day. And just stay strong. And towards the end of the month, likely we're going to get together. But you have to be strong. But right now, I'm in a situation where I am watching the bouncing ball on what I'm supposed to watch. The wars, the politics in the United States and Canada, worldwide, France, keep an eye on France, keep an eye on Quebec, keep an eye on England and other places around the world. India, I'm keeping an eye on India, and I'm keeping an eye on China, Taiwan. I'm keeping an eye on all these different places. And so it's like North Korea, South Korea, I'm keeping an eye on this. It's through my gift, we can change the matrix where something would normally be like really terrible, where it's been diffused and it's not so bad. So this is what's going on. So with the astral body, a person can have an astral body and they can use their astral body to harm people, to bring disease. And the truth is, when you take a look at cancer, let's just say last 100 years, and I'm speaking outside environmental cancers. I'm talking about basically genetic cancers, human cancers. Basically, like 99%, let's just say, I must say 90%, let's say 90%. It's good, but the thing is, people suffering with cancer, let's say in this country, okay, 90% of them are, they have an astral body from another human being. It could be a family member, it could be a friend, a business partner, it could be anyone that, their parents, it could be their grandparents. That astral body is on them, give them the cancer. And that's what's going on. And it's from a past life. Now, religion says, again, that there are no other past lives. And you don't worry about religion. The Father's going to deal with them in a very nice and loving way and will eventually convince them that what I'm saying is correct. And if you have the gift of discernment, you are truly connected to the Christ. And if you discern that what I'm saying is not true in this statement, you are not connected to Christ. You got to understand that, and don't be offended. You're connected to something else other than the Christ, the light of God. You're not connected, and you have to be able to live with that. And knowing that, you should not give any advice to anybody using your gift of discernment. Otherwise, you will create a huge karmic debt. So this is a firm warning to those individuals that think they're gifted and they're getting the wrong information, and discern. Rather, the pendulum, verify, does God talk through me? Do the pendulum, does God talk through me? Big time. Okay? Big, big, big time. So do not say that God does not talk through me. Very, 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 very bad mistake. Bad mistake. Not good for you. The outcome is not good. So just remember that everything we do, we are now accountable. We're accountable. So what we need to do is embrace that and realize that, yes, there's a lot of problems going on in the world, but embrace the fact that there is a possibility that they can be resolved without additional wars. And they can be. And I'm prepared to go to Ottawa, talk to all the politicians. And one of the conditions, this is a joke, one of the conditions for the politicians in Ottawa, you have to give me a big teleprompter. It's a joke. Do I have a teleprompter? No, I don't have a teleprompter. Am I reading paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of notes? No. Do I have points to speak about? Yes. But it's a one-line point. Then I have to say 80,000, and it's a joke, or 80,000 letters after that. And where does that come from? It's coming through the Father working through me. And do the pendulum is the Father working through me right now. Okay? That's how I know that I know that I know. And I did not prepare myself for this. You know, I just sat in the studio, and I went over certain point notes. And I said, okay, we'll talk about that. But at the end of the day, I still did not know what I'm going to address, what I'm going to say. But I have so much confidence. I have so much love for God, for Christ. And when I say Christ, I'm not, oh my God, do not peg me into some fanatical religious nut. Please, I'm asking you, don't put me, I'm just a matter of fact, this is for real. This Christ consciousness is for real. And we don't need to go crazy that I'm not, God's not working through me. If you have the gift of discernment, and I would love to get a whole bunch of evangelical ministers in a stadium, in the front row, or maybe the first three rows, I want to put people who are gifted, who have the gift to discern in front of me. And if I'm saying something publicly that's not correct, they're going to raise their hand and say, it's not true. But I'm going to tell you is, if you raise your hand, it's not true, you're going to be pointed out that you're not getting the right information, that the other 80 people in front of you is confirmed that what I'm saying is true. And the other 80 people are going to say, that person's wrong. And I would love to have that experience. I would love, love, love to have that experience. I have no fear. And so, Joe Biden, he really has had his ass kicked big time. his family has had their asses kicked big time. Big time. And they're good people. They're good people. But he was held, again, hostage by these astral bodies that basically would take his life if he would not cooperate with these other world leaders. Now, these other world leaders, they now have to move the world into peace. And if they don't move the world into peace, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. I mean, big trouble. And so it's going to be interesting now, as we watch the news, what's going to happen. Of course, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But something's going to happen where one day everyone's going to say, hey, we can make peace. The international courts. The Prince of Darkness was working through the international courts, which basically stopped them from moving forward to go against Israel. That's what happened. The light was not there. If the light was there, it was basically snuffed out. But now the Prince of Darkness has agreed not to interfere with the international courts. And with the pendulum, verify, does the Prince of Darkness have a lot of respect for me? What's the answer? Huge respect. And do I have respect towards the Prince of Darkness? Yes. Why? Because we both report to God. Both of us report to God. And the Prince of Darkness, part of what his job is to basically be the purveyor of bad karma. But it's kind of like a twisted approach, because the last 1,000 years, what he's been doing is helping the dark side transfer their bad karma to the light. And so for 1,000 years, the light has been taking on the bad karma of the dark. Even in this incarnation, there's an individual, a group, that want me to take on their bad karma. And I said, no way. And I fought, and I fought, and I fought, almost died. Fought, fought, fought. And finally, the Father says, okay, we're going to lift this off you. And now they're in trouble because that karma has been sent back to them. And I'm right away, and they're not going to be happy. They're not ethical. They're dark. And they thought they could get away with it. Now they can't. It's going to change. The whole world's going to change. And when you take a look at Europe, around the world, you take a look, you listen to Irish radio, you listen to Britain radio, you listen to Canadian radio. For the most part, we all have the same freaking problems. I call this synchronized swimming in the Olympics. We all have the freaking same health problems, over budgets on building hospitals, not enough money for nurses. I mean, right through Europe here, we've got the same damn stupid problems. But the Prince of Darkness was part of that. They created this whole mess. So now he's agreed to back off. And like, I mean, I'm not speaking against the Prince of Darkness. That was his job. That's what he was supposed to do. For whatever reason, people were supposed to go through that experience. And I work with the Prince of Darkness when I need to, through God. But I will not speak against the Prince of Darkness. I will not step on his toes. And he, vice versa, will not do it to me anymore. He will not allow anyone to harm me. And that was another agreement. Although we have those that's in the matrix, they're not supposed to be here. I have to be concerned about those individuals because they're not under the governance of the Prince of Darkness. And so that's a separate issue I have to deal with, and I'm dealing with that through God. And God is going to do whatever has to be done to make everything right. So, wow, where did all this information come from? Wow. So we're going to go and take a break now. And Okay, Father, what do I need to talk about? Do you want me to talk about The Matrix as being a video game? Yes. Yeah, we're going to talk about The Matrix as being a, metaphorically, as being a video game. And I'm going to try to, you're going to give me all the information I need, Father? Because I don't have a lot of notes here. I only got a one-point form. Talk about the video game, Matrix. That's what I got. You're going to give me the rest of it? Yes. Okay, so we are going to go to break, and we're going to listen to the song, The Climb. And I love this song. And, you know, when you listen to the song, listen to the lyrics. This song has helped a lot of people get through a lot of struggles in life, diseases. I know one particular person, she told me, that's the song that got me through my illness. And so there's a lot of people that can relate to the song. And sit down and listen to it. And just realize that there is a message that God's speaks through these artists that delivers a beautiful message. And just don't listen to the beat. Listen to the lyrics and try to incorporate that and infuse that into your heart. And just think about love. So we're going to break. My name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. And we're going to be right back.
I can almost see it. That dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying, gotta keep my I'm facing the chances I'm taking. Sometimes I knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going.
Okay, I'm back. Let's double check here. Hey, Siri, what time is it?
It's 10:32 a.m.
Thank you. Hey, Siri, what is today's date?
It's Saturday, October 5th, 2024.
And hey, Siri, what time is it in New Zealand? And hey, Siri, what is the date in New Zealand?
It's Sunday, October 6th, 2024, in Wellington, New Zealand.
And hey, Siri, how do you feel?
Hello, I'm fine, thanks.
There you go. Okay, so the mechanical AI. You have to remember. That's it. Hey, Siri, do you believe in truth?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
Okay, that's my point. You understand, when you talk about artificial intelligence, society is taking the information that goes into artificial intelligence as truth. Don't be stupid. Everything has to be, on some level, in a very constructive way, positive way, challenge whether it's true or not, including what I'm doing. Everything has to be challenged because we need to move in the right direction. So let me start by saying, before I start talking about the video game, something profound is going on, and those with the pendulum verify. And keep in mind, I did not rehearse what I'm going to talk about today. This is all impromptu. So having said that, for a lot of people, you've done some things that, well, you're not proud of. Does hell exist? Yes, hell does exist in the center of the earth. There's no question. Does heaven exist? Yes. Does purgatory exist? Yes. This is all for real. It does exist. But there's a lot of people, that have done things that they don't feel good about. Whatever that is, there's a reprieve for the whole planet. So in other words, from this moment on, if you spend the rest of your day's life doing good things to help other people, that will help to offset all the wrongs. And this has been implemented today with the pendulum. Verify is what I'm saying true. Okay? So when you're listening to me and I speak about hell and everything else, I don't want you thinking about, oh my God, I'm going to hell. I need you to say, okay, I'm going to do good. If you are the leader of the Israeli government, you get this message. If you're Putin, if you're Zelensky, the leader of France, the leader of Great Britain, Canadian politicians, the President of the United States, and many more, you hear this message. You don't need to sit back and say, oh my God, I'm going to hell. No, you need to say to yourself that I'm going to do good. I'm going to offset the wrongs so that when you do die and cross over, you're going through a different door, a door of the light. This is what you need to take from this broadcast. But let me add, if you don't listen to this, and you want to laugh, joke, whatever you want to call me names, what I don't care what you do. But when you die and cross over, you're going to be in big trouble. So that's the message. This is not a Sunday school, warm, hearty message. Let's go down to the basement, listen to the piano song. You know the one ding dun dun da 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 boom 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 boom. You know, that's what we, that was the number one song. While we're listening to that, we're having our hot chocolate and we're having cookies. This is not the hot chocolate cookies dun 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 message. This is a message that you take home. You take home to your family, you take home to the people you represent, and you say, I'm going to be a better person, and my goal is to reduce the suffering of the people I represent, the world, my neighbor, and the Jewish people. You really need to understand that you have to redefine what your neighbor is. You have to become more involved with truth. And the fact is, outside Israel, let's just take a look at this whole planet. And there's something with the pen, verify this. If the Holy Bible did not exist, okay, this is going to be a tough, people are going to get mad with me, but you got to be careful and watch your mouth, what you say. Because there's a software program that's going to get you afterwards if you discredit what I'm saying. But the truth is, if the Holy Bible, what we know, did not exist, and let's just say in the last 5,000 years, I'm just going to say 5,000 years, 90% of the wars would not have taken place on this planet. At least 90%. Verify that. Penham, is that true? It's true. So we now have to move the world 1,000 years of peace. We know that based on the core beliefs of Israel, and I love the Israeli people, I do, I love you. I absolutely love you. I love breaking down. I love, people know me, I've got a lot of Jewish friends, and I love the food. I love the culture. But your core beliefs is going to run you into the ground because you're heading towards a state of no return. What's the answer? A state, what, go to war with Iran? What's the answer? The answer is to look at your core values. Everyone, Iran, everybody, we must look at the Catholic Church. We must look at our core values and try to understand what values within the scripture, the Bible, is causing us to be persecuted. We need to grow up. We've had 1,000 years of nonsense, of suffering. Now we need to go into the next 1,000 years giving a lot of hope to our children, their children. And don't wake up every morning and take the stupid pill. We've been there, we've done that. When I was Einstein, you did not listen to me. You didn't listen to me. There's a lot of profound statements that I made when I was Einstein. You don't listen to me. And with the Penham, those who are new, verify, in another incarnation, was I James, brother of Christ? Yes. Was I Benjamin Franklin? Yes. Was I Tesla? Yes, yes, I was. Was I Einstein? Yes. Was I Rudolf Steiner? Yes. Different periods, different times. And the fact is, Penham people, is it possible for you to have four human existences at the same time? The answer is yes. That's how I could be so many different people too at the same time. So, we all have to understand that there is something that we're part of. And what is it that we're part of? I look at this experience as a video game. And so, you know, you play the game, and you come into one incarnation, and you get killed at 32 years old. Then you come back, have the same incarnation. Now you do something different, hopefully. And you don't die at 32, you live longer. Maybe you die at 60. And then you come back and you have a under the same person, same name, same physical body. You come into another universe and you maybe live till 80 years old. This is the video that I'm speaking of. And in the video, and I'm going to go into this down the road. I'm also thinking of doing lectures, online lectures. And so we'll talk about that more when we do the next broadcast. But this is going to be for people who really want to know the truth and take this information and not take the information to harm others. It's not meant to empower people to become darker and darker and darker and more powerful. That's not why I'm going to be doing the lectures. Some of these people that are dark, 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 they will not be allowed to be in the lecture. I'm going to be very strict because I don't want to hurt people. I do not want to empower the dark side to harm the light. That's certainly what I do not want to do. So you take a look at this video game, and there's 18 different levels. And one of the things that I learned, and I said, oh my gosh. Oh my God. But I'm going to say, oh my gosh. And level one. If we truly do not accept Christ, we don't go beyond level one. And you just keep coming back to suffer, 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 suffer. And I say this to the Jewish people. I love, 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 love you. I love all of you. I'm not anti-Semitic. No way. I love everybody. But people would depend on verify. Is that true? There's 18 levels in the Matrix video. It's a metaphor. I realize that. But level one, if you don't accept Christ, you don't move to level two. Is that correct? Verify. Yes. And that's correct. And so we're talking about everybody, you know, but the whole thing, but here, this is going to be the next, well, I know this is going to get me into trouble with the dark side. It's going to get upset. The light's not going to be upset. They're going to be okay with me, but the dark's going to be upset with this next statement. So if you embrace the scripture, if you embrace the scripture, do you get to go beyond level three? And the answer is no. The answer is no. So the future of this planet, the next 1,000 years, eventually the scripture is going to be gone. And verify that, because this is the agenda of God. This is not, I'm not predicting the future. This is God's will. Because it's caused so much harm and suffering. Suffering for what? For what? All it has done is create division instead of bringing us together. There should be one understanding of God, the Christ, love, and an understanding of what the rules of engagement are, that when you go and you harm yourself or you harm others, what are the rules of engagement? Because there's a lot of people when we, you know, it says, thou shalt not kill. But when you've got people that have this ability to take their astral body and throw it on someone and then they have a massive heart attack and they die, I mean, this is the dark side. That's what they're capable of doing. And they got away with it. But now they can't get away with it. So if they do that and they cause someone to die, it's as though they took a knife and themselves and they killed them with a knife. A lot of people worldwide have been doing this, have been murdering people using their astral body, particularly in the area of cancer. I've seen people take their astral body and cause pets to get cancer. So if I was to say to the veterinarian, oh, well, got an astral body, the dog got cancer. And there is a lot of dogs across Canada, high rates of cancer. It's because someone in the family or a friend of the family is passing their astral body to the pet. And that's what's going on. But they get away with it because they know that anyone who makes such a claim is proven to be crazy. Nuts. That's why they get away with it. But now that's all going to change. And furthermore, much more will be revealed to make people feel comfortable about what I'm saying is true. But the main thing is realizing that the 18 levels in this video matrix situation, to go right to the top, oh my God, it is beautiful. To go right to the top, I'm not going to tell you what's at the top, but it's going to be a climb. Now, that's what we're doing. We're here. We have a human experience, and we go through the climb. And if you realize that you deserve it, and you come to terms that there is a God, that there is a Christ, and we're not talking about the physical body of Jesus Christ, we're talking about a certain energy. Well, sure, Jesus is for real. And when we think for a moment that Jesus died for our sins, he was abused. Come on, anyone who is nailed to the cross, that's abuse. And then we were taught by the dark side to forgive others. And Christ on the cross, so it's been represented, he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. So he went to God and he asked God to forgive them. He directly did not forgive anybody. But religion discounts that whole experience and teaches us to forgive others. Siri saying, I didn't get that. Could you try again? Sure. And so anyways, the fact is clearly that there is evidence in Scripture that we're not supposed to forgive others ourselves. Only God can do that. And that's part of the Matrix software program whereby it was programmed last 1,000 years, if we forgave anybody, we would take on the spiritual debt of the person that we are forgiven. And that's the dark side. And so the dark side knew that, and the dark side would target the people of the light and go and harm them, knowing that that person who was harmed that is of the light would forgive the dark. Then the dark would say, I'm off the hook. Now, this person's coming in into another incarnation, into the matrix, because this would normally happen in an environment where we have 100% free will. And so we come into the matrix, and we got bad karma because we forgave someone in another incarnation where we had 100% free will. The dark knows this. But we see through TV, radio, theater, people are forgiving each other. They're reading their acting lines, and they're not supposed to be doing that. That's doing harm. What we're supposed to be doing is letting go of our anger and our revenge. This is part of the 18 levels in the video game. So we got to get rid of this concept that we must forgive somebody and that we simply let go of our anger and revenge. Then once you do that and you're sincere, then you put the responsibility, the math equation, with God. And what I learned was profound. I've said years ago, 20 plus years I've been doing radio, 20 plus years. And I said, God doesn't punish. And now I'm really starting to understand that we punish ourselves by using our portable astral body to go on people to make them have a car accident, make them commit suicide, make them harm other people, make them commit murder, make them get cancer, some disease, that we ourselves, we are punishing other people. And that's what I am beginning to clearly understand. I did not have the responsibility, that's 3 days ago, to deal with this astral body. Never had the responsibility. And I knew something was harming me, trying to kill me. But I couldn't do anything about it. And this week I passed some sort of test. And the Father says, okay, I'm going to give you the authority to lift all this astral body off you. And you can lift it off your clients. And I said, thank you. And even you can discern with the pen, folks, all my active clients that come to me to be healed, confirm this now. If they, we're talking active clients, if they did not come and see me, would they be alive? Would anyone be alive today? No, the answer is they'll all be dead. So that's the truth. So, you know, when you think about deeds, I want people to know me and accept me based on the good deeds that I do for people and for around the world, not what I say. There's too many talkers out there, and they don't do good deeds. So that's the thing that we need to do to offset the wrongs, do good deeds, and do less talking. That's what we got to do. So we are going to go, and we're going to go to our next break, and we're going to listen to the song Angels. I love this song, Angels. It is so... Here's an artist that has struggled through drug addiction, whatever addiction. He's struggled. He's come out of this. Of course, he's probably still struggling with part of it, but that's human nature. But he's not as bad as he was years ago. And so when we take a look at this artist, what we need to recognize, not the bad situations he's gone through, but to recognize that he pulled himself out. Recognize where he was before and where he is today. And don't judge him, because he's got a good heart. He does. But he too was compromised through the Prince of Darkness. He too. So it's not going to change. It's not going to change. So when you listen to the song, listen to the lyrics, because there are angels. And my clients, you know that there are true angels that have been helping you and helping your family. And the angels are going to be more active now worldwide, trying to bring world peace and make the families safer in Lebanon and Israel. But we still have a long way to go, and we need to get this message out to the world. And if you can help get this message to the world, I'm asking you to do it. Please don't let me be one person going against 8 billion people. I'm asking you to help. If you want to get the benefit of what we're doing and what God is doing for all of us, you need to give. You need to give back. Okay, so we're going to go a break. My name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. And we're going to go to the song Angels. Thank you.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall. forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. When love is dead, I'm loving angels instead.
And I'm loving angels instead. Instead of what? Kit Kat? Coffee crisps? You know, It's not. I kind of stay away from Kit Kat and coffee crisps, even though I do like Kit Kat and coffee crisps. And the other day we were talking about the foods that we used to eat when we were younger. And I remember the Joe Louis is still out there. You know, I love those Joe Louis. Oh my God, and those half moons. I mean, it was like it was years ago. Oh my God, it's the Turk's chocolate, you know, oh my God. Like, I mean, it's just, even like Jiffy, you know, I mean, the scroll peanut butter and jam, you know, we're talking about all that stuff. And then I was saying, you know, what's wrong with having a spaghetti and meatball sandwich? Like, there's something about in our psyche that says, no, that's not cool. You know, you shouldn't have a spaghetti and meatball sandwich. What's wrong with having a spaghetti and fish sandwich, you know, with onions on it, with lettuce, mayonnaise? You know what? You're going, oh, but try it. You're going to go, oh, my God, Brian's right. It tastes pretty, pretty damn good, particularly those ones that will not eat an animal, you know. Try the fish with the spaghetti, just the spaghetti sauce. Forget about the meatball. I'm telling you. I'm in heaven. I think I'm in heaven. Yeah, I mean, that's it. And I feel I'm in heaven when I'm having the spaghetti sandwich. It's because that's what I used to do when I was younger, you know. And I know some people say, even Libby's years ago, I would take the spaghetti, put it in a pot, toast my toast, lots of butter on it, and put the spaghetti on my sandwich, cut it in half, and go into the next room and watch the Flintstones. I mean, that's, you know, that was, you know, Captain Kangaroo, Commander Tom, you know, all these different shows, you know, it's a memory, but our kids don't have a clue because they didn't grow up in that time era. But sometimes I was saying that life was easier back there. I didn't have to worry about being mugged by someone, by being attacked by someone. I went out, we played baseball, we played soccer. We didn't have a computer. We weren't in front of the TV. And, you know, when I was Einstein, I made a statement along the lines that the technology is going to make us dumb. And we are dumb. I was talking to someone in a restaurant, and they were telling me that we're talking 17 years old, 18 years old, waiters, waitresses. They're not able to manually add the bill. They don't know how to add. You know, 19.99 plus $1.33 plus $4.39 plus $6.89. They can't do the manual calculation. They have to use a computer, a calculator. But they're not able to do it. And this is sad. This is sad. In the school system, get back to the basics. Don't rely on computers. It's making us dumb. And that's when the problem occurs. Particularly when we rely on computers for doing very serious surgeries. No, that's dumb. That really is dumb. Okay, so, well, what is it, Father? What would you like me to talk about now? Tell me. He says me. Okay. Okay. So, when we speak of God, God, again, does not punish. Although there is a system that is set up through the crystal lattice. But God does not want to see us suffer. God does not want to see us start a war in the name of God. He doesn't want that to happen. And what I learned, I see where you're going. I see where you're going. That's based on our conversation yesterday, right, Father? Yes. I see where you're going with me. And where he said, well, he didn't say, it says in the scripture, revenge is mine, thus says the Lord. And years ago, I thought that was God's revenge, that God is the one that actually submits us to his or her revenge, because God is both male and female. That's true. So I'm not going to argue with women on that point, because they're right that God is also female. God has to be male and female, because if God was male and created this whole universe based on a male energy, can you imagine what women would be like? Think about it. The women would not be feminine. And we need that. It's important to us. It's love. But to think that God submits us to revenge. And so I got into a private conversation with the Father yesterday, or it could have been this morning. And I asked the question, so is it your revenge? And he said, no. And so the scripture was written around to support the dark. It's not there to support the light. It's there to mostly support the dark side. And so the scripture was designed where God was not the creator, the God was world leaders, kings, whatever, demigods. And so way back when, these demigods, and they still exist today, they want to have all this power, you know, whether it's government, political, it's the Catholic Church, the hierarchy. It doesn't matter what it is. They all benefit by us succumbing to the suffering based on core beliefs of the Bible. And the Ten Commandments is one particular area where we suffer because there is no wiggle room. And, you know, the allegiance, where we make allegiance to others. And I see where I'm going with this. Okay, he's talking to me. And he's saying, remind them, when we make an agreement to anyone, anything, we have to be able to say to the best of your ability. You have to be able to say that, because if you say, okay, I accept the scripture at face value, if you say that, and you don't say to the best of your ability, then if you do anything, any action that does not conform to scripture, in another incarnation, the video game, the Crystal Lattice, is going to punish you. You're going to be punished. But if you say to the best of your ability, you've got some wiggle room to go through forgiveness with the Father, not between human and human. You don't do that. That's going to only get you into more hot water as we come into this video each time. So this is why the Father wants me to talk about God, because God, throughout history, has, in most cases, when things are really bad, takes a bad rap. God takes a bad rap. And it's not God. We simply don't listen. And I'm not the only messenger throughout 1,000 years that's come to try to teach some sense into mankind. They've come and gone, but we don't listen. But now this planet is in a predicament, because we are in a predicament. We can either wake up in the morning and take the stupid pill, or we can take the smart pill. That's it. In the smart pill, you wake up, you say that whatever you do, you're responsible. You take accountability. Embrace that. But at the same time, if you do something that is not good based on your own core beliefs, you sit down and you ask God to forgive you. But if you have a belief that once born a sinner, always a sinner, if you've got that core belief, you're messed up, because you can never receive any type of healing that will stick. That, because you're a sinner. Because your psyche, your genetics, your genes says, okay, if you're a sinner, you can't receive the blessings from God. So if you go ahead and right from the get-go, you know, as soon as you have your first service in the church and then you're repeating what the priest or minister is saying, that you agree that once born a sinner, always a sinner, oh, that's taking the stupid pill. You don't want to take the stupid pill. You want to take the smart pill. That yes, that there is a Christ that maybe you don't quite understand. It's a very loving state of consciousness. It's a special form of energy that we don't understand, but it's there. And that it's connected directly to God, the consciousness of God. And that we have to recognize. You want me to say this, Father? Yes? Okay. I'm going to get myself into trouble. Okay, so the other day I saw some sort of report that scientists is now trying to understand the mind. They have some way of understanding the human mind. I just laughed. I go, oh my God, I just laughed. I go, oh my God. So here's the truth. We shouldn't have a mind. We should not have a mind. We shouldn't have any mind. And the mind is basically these entities on us, and particularly the astral bodies. And so I've been checking people that have a mind, and I say, how many minds do they have? Four. And for every mind, do they have a separate astral body? Yes. And for every mind, it's a separate astral body from another human being trying to harm them? Yes. That's the mind. So you say, never mind. No, that's not the path to go. You say, I have a mind, I want to get rid of it. Because the mind will confuse you. It will cause you to make errors in your judgment. But we'll talk about this more down the road. But my whole point is, take a look at God from this moment on and realize that God's not punishing us. We are doing it to ourselves. And as we do more broadcasts, I'm going to explain more how we do punish ourselves and what we need to do not to allow ourselves to be punished. And furthermore, go deeper and deeper and deeper into the rules of engagements of the matrix. And for all of you listening, what I need you to do when it comes to social behavior, for you to get the maximum benefit and climb that video game ladder, do not take any action against your government. Do not protest. I'm asking you, don't do that. This will go against you. Don't do it. The Father is going to help the governments worldwide. But you don't need to protest. If there is a world leader, a politician, a deputy minister, anybody who is doing something to bring a policy in to maliciously harm the people, the citizens, then they're going to be dealt with in their remaining life. And they're also going to be dealt with after they cross over. And what he's now telling me is, the Father's telling me, I would sit down and I take a look at people who have died, you know, people who are well known. And so I know, we all know that Brian Mulroney, our former prime minister, he passed away. And God bless his soul. And I asked the question, where is he now? Is he in hell? Or is he in heaven? And the Father says he's in heaven. And I was so relieved, excited to know that he went to heaven, because I always thought that he was a good prime minister. He was good for our country. I always thought that way. And I'm not going to discuss others, because I will down the road, but we don't have time for it. But I just want you to know that there is something special on the other side as we do the climb and we go on the other side, that there is something very special for us who do really good work, good deeds, and really go out and try and help others. And particularly those who try and help me. Because I'm telling you, it's, you know, this is a good reward for those who sincerely help me. But I don't mean you help me, then you're sending your astral body to me for me to have a heart attack, or to take on your cancer, take on your disease, your car accident. I'm not asking for that type of help. That's what I've been getting lately from a lot of people. Not from everybody. But I had to go through that. I said, Father, why did I have to go through all of this? So I could learn. Because I had to learn, because what he's got planned for me in the future is big, and I'm not going to go into a certain situation where I'm naive. I wish I could sit down with God and God would say, now, Brian, sit down, listen to me. These are the rules of engagement. It would be nice, but I wasn't fortunate to get that. I had to struggle and learn the hard way. And I'm still learning the hard way. And yet, my intent is pure, and I don't have anger towards anybody. Discern, take the pendulum. Do I have anger towards anybody? Nothing. Am I prejudiced against any race, ethnic group? Do the pendulum? No. The answer is no. That's not who I am. I believe we should all come together with some unified understanding that brings us together, that glues us together, instead of having a scripture that basically does the opposite. So let me ask the Father before we go. We're going to wrap up now. Hang on. So I asked the Father, is there anything I said that was untruthful in this broadcast? And he said no. Okay. So when you do the PEM, verify that that's true. Now let me see, anything else? He says, I don't need to say anything more. So we're going to close and we're going to go back to the boys' zone, the Irish group. And the people in Ireland, I love you. You've got a good group there and beautiful song. And it makes so much sense when you listen to it. Is that you have to, the song basically tells me is that you have to be able to discern. You have to be able to feel your heart to know what belief is true. And it doesn't matter what someone says, you have to go with that. You have to be strong and maintain a stance, keep your back straight up, and know that what you're doing is true. And this is what it tells me, because I know what I'm doing is true, but I also know that the dark side is there to create problems, but I also know that the Prince of Darkness is not going to allow them to harm me or harm us, the world, how we've been harmed in the past 1,000 years. It all is starting to change today. So I won't know when the next broadcast is going to be. Just check the website next week, and you'll see. But I don't know when the next one is. But I really enjoyed putting this message out. I really did. And I love all of you. And please, please, spend the next week and do good. And do not speak poorly against our prime minister. He was attacked by the dark side. You know, his family's been upset. He's gone through a hardship, and every day he goes through it. And you got to picture yourself with the ridicule he's been going through, and it's mostly from the dark side. You've got to really understand that just the fact that he did not step down, and I hope he doesn't step down, and that he did not give up, that he's moving forward. And so just know that God is going to help him, going to help all the politicians in Canada, United States, worldwide, and Israel, Lebanon, Hamas. We're all going to get help. They will be given a choice whether or not they want to wake up, take the stupid pill, or they want to take the smart pill. Okay, so until then, I love you all. My name's Brian, and you've been listening to Clarity Radio.
What you believe in.
is true. And I will keep you safe and strong, shelter from the storm.
That's all that matters to me.